Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
You can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people.
The President has one time out left.
Joe Biden is in his basement because he can't carry a message. We're talking about the presidency of the United States of America here.
Joe Biden is a corrupt politician.
Well, I'll just go home now. The President summed that up. Happy Wednesday. I almost said happy Monday. It's my Monday, sort of. Glad to
be back.
Glad
it's Wednesday, yes.
Yeah, don't leave yet. You just got here.
I know. No kidding. Notice anything different, Denise?
Oh, facial hair is gone.
Yeah, I shaved it this weekend. Thank you very much.
I walk in and he just stares at me like, hey.
Just
he
waiting just to see if you noticed.
Poking that shaved chin it out. Off.
The
good morning. Listen. Your face looks nice.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. The family hated it, right? They my son hated it. My wife was not a big fan. The little one liked to touch it, but you know she didn't like it very much. I shaved it off, and then my daughter says, "You look weird."
Well,
I'm like, make your mind up.
You looked tough with the facial hair.
Okay.
Now you don't look.
I don't
quite
look so
as tough.
All right.
Maybe at some point it's just your face. I mean, I don't know when we're going to accept that.
Save that for the promo for tomorrow, please. Maybe at some point it's just your face. I like that. I like that. Good to be back. Took a few days off, little R&R. It was outstanding. Flew up to what has become one of our favorite places to go, which is Montana.
Great.
Love the great state of Montana. Big sky country. Didn't get to see a lot of sky because it snowed about 6 inches in the mountains while we were up there.
Yeah, that airport looked snowy. You sent us a video of that or a picture of that.
It was fun. Didn't see a bear. I went up there hoping to see a bear. And we went hiking up to Avalanche Lake, and we went hiking back near a place called Pole Bridge, which is a little more remote, and still didn't see a bear.
I'm so sorry for you.
I was looking.
Bummer.
So waiting for a bear story.
Saw lots of deer.
You would have freaked out
bear.
If you saw a bear. You would have seen a bear and you would have run around like your hair was on
but
fire.
But what a great story, though.
Yeah. I know.
What a great story that would have been. Honestly, apparently, because of COVID and the fact that fewer people have been in the park this year and the fact that it's sort of. Oh, tourist season is over. All of the web pages for people who travel to and from Glacier say that animal sightings are up right now because there aren't as many people there.
Sure.
So there are more animals coming.
I know they are in my yard.
Like, right.
I know
well, yeah.
We see a ton more animals this year than.
We kind of took that to heart and thought, well, wow, we're bound to see a bear this time. Still didn't see one. So that was a bummer. But anyway, we had a great time. Still love Montana. That place is fantastic. Those are our people up there.
What people? It's the animals.
Well, there aren't any. I didn't see many animals, but I saw lots of people. Great people. Appreciated that. It is a sort of debate eve, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Ferguson talking about that yesterday?
A little bit.
A little bit on the debate? Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. Spent the whole day traveling yesterday and didn't know.
What? You didn't go back and listen to every second of the show while you were gone?
I did not, but I tried to follow along on Facebook occasionally. There's not great cell coverage up there. I just have to say that. Do either of you have a problem when you fly with your ears hurting? Have you ever had that problem?
Mm-hmm. And I hold my nose and close my mouth and blow out really hard and pop them.
I don't have the ability to do
that. I
mean,
it has, but it's not common for me.
I felt yesterday like somebody stuck an ice pick in my right ear and just kind of
I get
drove
that pressure, but you got to pop it. Like
I can't do that.
Gum.
I can't
do
that.
It. I can't do it.
You guys, can't do it. That's the only way to fix it.
I think.
Can't do it.
Honestly, a lot of these pilots, and if there are any of you out there, I hope I don't offend you, I can tell the difference between an Air Force pilot and a Navy pilot, because the Air Force pilots kind of ease you in, and the Navy pilots like dive down to the ship.
Oh yeah.
And the Navy pilots are killing me. Can I just tell you that? Going from 38,000 feet to 10 kills my ears. It's awful.
I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sorry you had a lovely vacation and you got a little pressure
in
your ears.
That's how it ended.
Right. On the way home.
I normally love the pressure.
Shame.
I deal with the pressure well. Just like the president is going to be dealing with the pressure. Who gets the loser of the week story? Who's the bigger loser of the week, in your opinion? Jeffrey Toobin or the debate commission? It's close.
I don't know.
No? Favorite comment I saw on Toobin was hashtag me Toobin. That was my favorite.
I think the Toobin story is hilarious. Oh, I mean, I know it's gross, but I think it's funny.
What is wrong with people?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I ask myself that many times a day, but seriously, what are you doing, dude? I can't even. That's just embarrassing. I have no words.
I met that guy once during the O.J. Simpson trial. First, I met him years ago during the O.J. Simpson trial. He didn't have pants on.
Nice.
He
didn't
have pants
on.
We were both much thinner back then, but he was, nice guy. He was a legal analyst at the time. Didn't work for CNN, but he was there providing legal analysis during the O.J. Simpson trial. But who knew?
We're all getting a little too comfortable in our homes this year.
I think so. He thought he had the Zoom video.
It doesn't
off.
Matter. It doesn't matter at all. That should not even cross your mind. It doesn't matter if you think your video was off. It just doesn't.
I love that you're appalled by this.
It's
to me,
just,
I'm like,
I'm
that's
more
probably
like,
a lot of people
I think
in America
I just
right
think,
now.
I would be. I guess I just think of like as he's like, well, I apologize to my wife, my family. But I'm like, I would be mortified.
Sure.
I mean, I would not even know what to do with myself. I would be so mortified if that was my husband or my father or my brother or whatever. If I knew the guy, I'd be like, really bad. I mean,
I don't know. My first reaction is to laugh.
And now Brian Stelter over at CNN is claiming that as soon as this blows over, he'll be back on the air.
Well, yeah, probably.
I don't think
but
so.
I mean,
I think he's done.
I don't
this
know.
This isn't an accident.
Well, it's not like he sent it to kids or anything. It's not like he was like...
It's business. I mean, they were doing a debate thing, right? Like, they were prepared. It was a meeting. I mean, don't you think
Thank
of, like,
you.
When you're having a Zoom meeting with somebody, when we're talking to our boss, I mean, that's a meeting. I should just pretend I am in his office looking at him, and he should have been doing the same thing.
That's fair.
That's why it's more... I mean, I get that we're comfortable, but that was a meeting. He should think that he was in his office in front of people.
I don't disagree with that.
Clearly, he was a little distracted.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there's 24 hours in a day, dude.
Oh, man. What a great week. Going to have the debate tomorrow. We're going to talk more about that. We'll get to your phone calls at 314-241-9797.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Biden is a corrupt politician. He's a corrupt politician. And smoking gun emails show that the Biden family sold the vice presidency for a very, very substantial amount of money, more money than anybody would believe. He let China plunder your jobs while his family raked in millions of dollars from China and foreign nations. The Bidens got rich while Pennsylvania got robbed, and so did the rest of our country.
There's the president in Erie, Pennsylvania last night. If you missed part of his comments up there, but spot on. I don't know how you argue with that. The FBI has had this laptop since late January or February of this year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand the deep state. But you really, at some point, you hope that, look, we've shed enough light on this. You've gotten in enough trouble with insurance policies and other comments and the struck texts and the page texts. At some point, you realize that the spotlight is shining on you. How did you have this in the middle of this election season? Joe Biden was a candidate by February of this year. In the middle of this election season, with all the focus on Hunter Biden, somebody at the FBI knew that they had this laptop. We might not have known about it if it wasn't for Rudy Giuliani. Isn't it funny that the Biden campaign says, that's not Hunter Biden's laptop, but can we have it back? Does that strike anybody else as a little odd? Mm-hmm. It's not ours, but can we have it back?
Just hand it over.
No, you can't have it. Apparently, there are thousands of images on this thing of Hunter Biden in doing drugs with prostitutes, allegedly, all this stuff. The point here, folks, is not it's not about Hunter Biden. It's about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. It's about Joe Biden looking into a camera repeatedly during this whole election cycle and saying, you are defaming my family. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't know he was doing this. I didn't know he was doing that. These emails prove that Joe Biden is a liar. That's what these emails prove. He did know about it. He met with these people. He's got pictures with them. The emails are to Hunter Biden thanking him for setting us up with my guy, which is his dad. There may be billions of dollars that exchanged hands here between the Chinese communist government and Russian officials funneled through Hunter Biden to the Biden family. Where's the money? These are legitimate questions in this election year. The media is ignoring this story. Listen to John Kennedy. Cut two, please.
In my opinion, every reputable journalist in America should be investigating the story, investigating the veracity of the emails, asking the vice president and his son the hard questions, just as they do with President Trump. That's what a fair and balanced media is supposed to do. We're talking about the presidency of the United States of America here.
No, we are, but nobody's got the guts to call the media out on it. Very few people, except the president. Go to cut 17, please.
No, this is the
campaign strategy seems to be to call Biden a criminal. Why is that?
He is a criminal. He's a criminal. He got caught. Read his laptop. And you know who's a criminal? You're a criminal for not reporting it. You are a criminal for not reporting it. Let me tell you something. Joe Biden is a criminal, and he's been a criminal for a long time. And you're a criminal and the media for not reporting it. Good luck, everybody. Have a good time. Have a good time.
Nobody else is willing to say it. That's what people appreciate about this president. We'll get to your phone calls on that and more. Talk about the debate coming up. 314-241-9797.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, folks. This is Al Gore. I may be bat crazy when it comes to climate change, but I never miss the Mark Cox Show.
All right, Al, thank you. Appreciate that. We are, Tricia, have we had any luck getting the Facebook page up?
Not at all.
It is not cooperating with us this morning.
It just is a Monday.
I don't know. All this talk about big tech and Google, and I think maybe Facebook's got it in for us.
Oh, I know they do.
I don't think there's any doubt about it.
No, we spoke about this while you were out, I believe, about our posts that had been taken down because they were running recon for Joe Biden on Facebook.
Yes.
We've had that happen 2 separate times with actual video evidence of what the post was referring to. Facebook flagged it as fake news, basically. Fact-checked it with USA Today. And, like, corrected our wording and then deleted our posts. So, yes, no, that's for sure happening.
I don't, you know, I'm anxious to get Senator Hawley on the show. We're trying to get him on tomorrow to talk about, he's long been talking about a crackdown on big tech in this country. And a lot of people thought, oh, you know, he's sticking his nose in where he doesn't need to be. That, folks, this is like the antitrust conversation that we've had for many years. This is like Ma Bell at some point, right? It's too big. But ultimately, I don't know if the government is going to be the solution to this. Because here's the problem. I mean, you could have argued with the argument with AT&T and Ma Bell and all that years ago was that you had no other option. If you wanted telephone service, they pretty much controlled the market. And that's why the government needed to step in. Facebook is a choice. Twitter is a choice. Now, it's become so big that it's the way many people express themselves politically, socially.
I mean, for your job, I can't do it. Mm-hmm. I can't do my job without it. It's become a utility for my work. We would not be able to do the show without it.
Correct. It's like the drug dealer who gives you the crack at first to get you hooked. We're all hooked. It's free. And then we're all surprised when the people at the top, who are all hard left Democrats, manipulate their free system that they got us all hooked on to favor their candidate of choice. Now, I'm anxious to hear what Senator Hawley thinks we can do about that, because you're free to walk away from it anytime you want. I just don't know how you can control that content. Over the air broadcasts, I understand how you control that content, but on something that is a private service, I don't know how the government steps in and says, You've either got to be fair-handed about this or we're going to shut you down.
Well, isn't the argument that, and I know very little about this, but isn't the argument that the Facebook and like these big tech companies get some kind of pass because of the editorial platform that they claim to be? Mm-hmm. And then they're policing these things in a way that's affecting content and affecting businesses and personal lives and politics. So, like, they've already asked for the government intervention to some extent, so you can't really have it both ways, right?
They want the protection that journalists right. might get, but they're not. You're correct. Right about that, and maybe that's
the angle. I don't know anything about it.
It's going to be a big issue because Twitter really stepped in it here. With what they did to the New York Post. We mentioned that a minute ago. And this is going to backfire on them in a big way. Do you know there was a 6-day period? Six days when a major journalistic outlet in this country, whether you like the reporting they do or not, the New York Post has like the fourth largest circulation in the country. You may not agree with their editorial board or the way they cover news all the time. I don't know. The fourth largest editorial circulation in the country, Twitter banned them and links to a story they did on Hunter Biden out of pure politics. Have you looked at the Hunter Biden story? I know most people who listen to this radio station who are educated about what's going on, largely. You got a few outliers out there like Keith Antone, who listens to us. But largely, you've got people who pay attention, aren't just political hacks, and they see what's going on here. The left is providing a cover fire for Joe Biden so he can be saved from himself in this election cycle. That can't be allowed to happen in this country. They shut down the New York Post, right? They actually probably ended up giving the story more attention than it would have received otherwise, because we brought it up here on the air when it first happened. I'm like, where else have you heard this story? Nobody's talking about this. Jack Dorsey said that it was unacceptable the way they handled it, but big tech is censoring these stories, as the president put it, to try to get Joe Biden out of this October surprise jam when this happened. Fox has a story this morning that They have Hunter Biden's signature on the repair form at the repair shop. That it says Hunter Biden. It's unconfirmed if anybody's done an autograph analysis. And I don't know if you've ever tried to sign something when you're drunk as opposed to when you're not. I don't know how much your signature changes. For all we know, Biden was stoned out of his mind when he brought this stuff in there. But after 90 days, it says right on there, if you don't pick something up after 90 days, the shop assumes ownership of it and you've lost it. He never came back and got it.
I mean, how is it not his? I mean, we're not talking about like one single email here. Mm-hmm. There's lots of information. There's photos. It's not like one person made up an email and is like, this is Hunter Biden. There's a lot of stuff there.
Well, and who specifically is claiming that it's not his? Because I haven't heard a ton of...
They just don't talk about
it. Yeah, but for the most part, Democrats are just keeping their mouth shut on it.
Yeah, most are, except the Biden campaign.
Did they release an official statement? I just haven't seen that part yet. As of yesterday or the day before, I thought everybody was just kind of mums the word on it.
No. They're having other people speak for them. Listen to Chris Murphy, the Democratic senator. Cut number 5, please.
I mean, at some point, you sort of have to believe what you see, which is that when individuals who are either identified Russian agents or are conspiring with Russian agents are providing the information upon which mainstream media are reporting, you have to understand what the deal is here. And again, I'm not alone here. 50 high-level intelligence agents, people who have worked in the intelligence agencies, came out and said that this is most likely Russian propaganda.
Chris Murphy, where were you when the Steele dossier, the fake Steele dossier, produced by Christopher Steele, who the FBI itself investigated for his ties to Russia, that information in the Steele dossier allegedly all came from disinformation sources tied to the Russian government. Where were you with this fear of Russian propaganda during the impeachment hearings and the Mueller report? Where were you? They're all running cover for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. And again, Hunter, you're right. If this isn't Hunter Biden's laptop, how did all this crap get on it? They want you to believe that somebody took all of this, made up all of these thousands of emails, faked, photoshopped all of these photos that are on this laptop, installed them on the laptop, dressed up like Hunter Biden, and went to a store and dropped it off and signed his name. That's what they want you to believe to convince you that there's nothing to see here. The American people aren't that dumb. They really aren't. And the problem is they don't pay attention. And some of them who are on the left who want to believe that Hunter Biden didn't do anything and that Joe Biden didn't meet with all those people we now have pictures of want you to forget that this happened 2 weeks before the election, 2 weeks from yesterday. You can bet that during the debate, whether the mics are clipped or not, the president is going to hammer this one repeatedly on Thursday night with Joe Biden. They'll ask him, Mr. President, what about COVID? Well, first of all, I want to take my 2 minutes to remind America what this man across from me did along with his son, that he was fully aware of. He's going to beat this into the ground on Thursday night. Hopefully it has the most viewership of any of the debates yet, which is probably what happened by skipping that middle debate. It will laser focus everybody on this one Thursday night. They did change the rules, but we'll talk about that more later. We'll get to that. Your phone call is coming up, 314-241-9797.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor.
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And Joe Biden will ban fracking and abolish Pennsylvania energy. How many times did he say it? Your fracking and mining industries will be outlawed, exiled, eradicated, and totally extinguished. And you know it, because it's not up to Sleepy Joe. He's Gonzo.
He did play part of that last night during the... During his appearance in Erie, Pennsylvania, the president had a big screen behind him, and he played the comments from Kamala Harris and from Joe Biden, both saying they would get rid of fracking. Now, they both deny that vehemently right now because the fracking industry is apparently huge in Pennsylvania. Lots of people are going to be out of a job. They don't want Joe making the same debate, mistake that Hillary did back in 2016 when she sat down at the table and told a guy in the coal, your job is going to be eliminated because we're getting rid of fossil fuels. And then she chewed out her staff later for ever letting that guy sit at her table like it was their fault and not hers. So Joe Biden and Kamala Harris would absolutely work to shut down because they both support the Green New Deal, any industry that supports coal, oil, any of it, that's what they're going to do. Mm-hmm. It's coming. Just wait for it. So have you, either of you tried to vote early? You can do that in Illinois now, can't you?
I intend to show up on the 3rd. Right?
Yeah, me too.
No, I'll vote on election day.
I'll show up no matter how long the lines are. Just talking to my wife about that yesterday. She goes, I'm really dreading this. I wish I could vote early. I'm like, you're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to get there early, and you're going to have to make sure you wait until your vote is counted because we've lost the Supreme Court. The John Roberts decision on this vote, this ballot counting in Pennsylvania, drives home the importance of Amy Coney Barrett being on the United States Supreme Court. This is why 8 sucks and 9 is required. This is why, right here, Roberts sided with the 3 consistent liberal politicians on the court, justices who always vote as a block, to say as long as you've mailed your ballot by election day, it can be counted up to 3 days afterwards. We've given up in this country. How dumb do you have to, how incompetent do you have to be to wait till the day of the election to mail in your absentee ballot? You couldn't do that at Christmas. If you wanted to ship a gift and get it to them by Christmas, the post office says this is your shipping deadline. You either get it done or you don't. We got to seat Amy Coney Barrett on that vote, by the way, by judiciary is scheduled for Monday. Thank goodness. Can't come too soon. Hey, we'll talk to Tanya J. Powers about the Google antitrust action coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.